It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado gun rights group has lost its challenge to a law banning high-capacity magazines in the state. Dudley Brown, director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, took his case all the way to the state Supreme Court, arguing the ban violated Coloradans' constitutional right to self-defense. The state's justices unanimously disagreed. Brown said he didn't regret the challenge.
If the only fights we ever started were ones we were guaranteed a victory in, we would never start a fight. And sorry, that's not what our members want.
Brown said he would consider launching a federal suit against the 7-year-old state law, but he said that could take several more years. Governor Polis was in southern Colorado yesterday to sign some new laws. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Polis started his day at a fire station in Colorado Springs. There he signed a bill that'll increase state oversight of facilities that use products containing toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Those compounds are used in firefighting foam, among other things, but they've contaminated groundwater in some places and been linked to health problems. Polis also traveled south of Trinidad to sign a bill that paves the way for a new state park, Fisher's Peak, to open to the public. He ended the day back in Denver and signed a bill that aims to help people from disadvantaged groups join the marijuana industry. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Pueblo-based Black Hills Energy has proposed a solar project it says would help save customers around $66 million over 15 years. The 200-megawatt project is part of the company's plan to create more renewable energy. Black Hills says the project would cut its carbon emissions 71% by 2024. The project now needs approval from the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Black Hills hopes to finish construction in 2023. Today is Colorado state primary. Voters have until 7 p.m. to return their ballots by hand to official drop boxes. They're choosing a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, as well as candidates for the state legislature and in local races. Unaffiliated voters can return either a Republican or Democratic ballot, but not both. The Secretary of State recommends that anyone who votes in person wear a mask at their polling place. Election workers are required to wear masks and to clean voting equipment between users. You can find locations for drop-off boxes and in-person polling places at govote.colorado.com.